The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas, every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 6th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Public hearing for solid waste increase for unincorporated areas. Atascadero City Council swearing in new members on Tuesday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 70s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors will consider a proposed solid waste rate increase and a hearing date for the rate increase in its next meeting on December 10th. According to the agenda, the rate increase came from a request by the USA Waste of California Incorporated in accordance between its agreement with the county. The proposed increase is based off the cost of living increase calculated by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index. The agenda shows the increase to be at 3.2% and will affect unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. These areas include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Ponza, Park Hill, Guerrero, Simler, and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date is proposed to be February 4th, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers within the unincorporated areas and allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for a valid written protest, the rate proposed increase will not be imposed. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, December 10th at 6. On next week's consent agenda is a recital of this year's general election results. Following the consent agenda, presentations will be given to acknowledge the outgoing mayor, Heather Moreno, and treasurer, Jerry Sabach. The winners of this year's city council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Borbeau, and council members Mark Darris and Seth Peek will also be sworn in. The council will also hold a public hearing for the second reading of its business tourism improvement district assessment, increasing it from 2% to 2.5%. If there is more than a 50% protest to the increase, the council cannot conduct a second reading to change the assessment rate. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. City of Paso Robles allocates $4 million for several road repairs. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. In its most recent city council meeting, the city of Paso Robles allocated $4 million in unspent Measure J20 funds to street repair projects. Repairs will go to 18th, 30th, 32nd, and 36th streets from Vine to Spring Streets, and 16th Street from Chestnut to Spring. The city has released a statement on this allocation on their website, stating that the final design and bid documents will be initiated in the next few weeks. The city's goal is to have construction beginning by late summer or early fall 2025. The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Paso Robles is today at 7:30 a.m. Coffee with the City Manager takes place at Patina, California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. This month's Coffee with the City Manager event will cover what the city does to prepare for the rainy season, as well as what the public can do to prepare. The 63rd Annual Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles will return this Saturday at 6 p.m. The parade will start at 10th and Spring Street, heading north to 14th Street, where it will circle around the downtown City Park area on Pine Street and end at 11th Street. This year's theme is Sleigh Bells Ring, Are You Listening? Street closures will start at around 4 p.m. The parade will mark the arrival of Santa Claus to downtown Paso Robles, where he'll be free for visits at the Holiday House until Christmas Eve. Santa's visiting hours will be posted on the Holiday House and can be found at pasorobelsdowntown.org. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens, Lake Pavilion, and Zoo will be filled with holiday magic throughout the month of December, with several events for the entire family to enjoy. Tonight at 5:30 is the city's Light Up the Downtown at the Sunken Gardens. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on tonight's event.
It is the first Friday in December. We kick it off at 5:30 in Sunken Gardens, and then it continues throughout the downtown with our holiday sip-in shop, which is the Chambers event. It's a full evening of community entertainment, Santa, complimentary Model A fire truck, and hayrides. Hot chocolate is complimentary as well. The shops will be open late.
Also on Saturday will be Atascadero's holiday musical, Walk Around the Lake. Santa will be at the Charles Paddock Zoo from 5:30 to 6 p.m., then at the Ranger House next to the Lake Pavilion at 7 p.m. Enjoy singing, caroling, holiday decorations, and more on Saturday. Melody Drive in Paso Robles will see one of its lanes closed beginning Monday, December 9th through Friday, December 13th. During this time, flaggers will be in place to allow for one-lane traffic control during working hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure is being done so PG&E can bore a new power line in the area. This information comes from a release on the Paso Robles Engineering Division. In sports for the NFL, on Sunday, KPRL will have the Raiders and the Buccaneers at 9:30 a.m., the Seahawks against the Cardinals in the afternoon, and the Chargers versus the Chiefs later in the evening. In the NBA, the Warriors defeated the Rockets 99-93, the Grizzlies over the Kings 115-110, the Cavaliers beat the Nuggets 126-114. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hawks, the Kings will go against the Spurs, and the Warriors will face the Timberwolves. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Millions of Northern Californians under a tsunami warning for a time Thursday after a 7.0 earthquake struck offshore. The quake hitting near the California-Oregon state line, which is very active, according to Christine Goulet with the U.S. Geological Survey.
This area is very seismically active. There's actually three large tectonic plates that connect there. So it is expected to have large earthquakes and at the confluence of those plates.
shaking fell throughout the Bay Area. No reports of serious damage or injuries. There have been some aftershocks. Authorities identify the shooter and the two victims of Wednesday's school shooting in Palermo. Two kindergartners, age 5 and 6, critical but stable. The suspect, 56-year-old Glenn Litton, took an Uber to the school, met with an administrator, then shot the children.
He most recently, I think, is best described as being homeless.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey, the suspect shot himself to death, possibly targeting the school because of its ties to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. A convicted killer from Los Angeles County who escaped from custody in Delano is believed to have fled the area. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation announcing residents of the town near Bakersfield are no longer facing a security risk. 34-year-old Cesar Hernandez escaped custody Monday after jumping out of a prison transport van ahead of a scheduled court appearance. He was convicted of first-degree murder in 2019 and serving 80 years to life in prison without possibility of parole. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tachi Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas reflected on the organization's success this year as it prepares to hold its annual meeting December 7th through 10th in Monterey. Douglas said these are indeed challenging times for farmers and ranchers in California, yet it's moments like these that are that highlight the importance of celebrating our accomplishments, which shines even brighter. She continued, with the annual meeting just days after Thanksgiving, it's a perfect time to pause and count our blessings, not just as individuals, but as part of this amazing organization we call Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather is sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Foggy skies early tomorrow, then sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs right around 70. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday to Friday next week. Upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday and Thursday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 35 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved, and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We just got the latest clue on how our labor market is doing. The November jobs report beats expectations. Employers added 227,000 jobs, topping the forecast, an increase of 214,000. October's disappointing number, affected by hurricanes and strikes, was revised up to 36,000 from the initial read of 12,000. Top sectors showing gains in November: private education and health services, 79,000, leisure and hospitality, 53,000, and government, 33,000. The unemployment rate edged higher to 4.2% as expected. This is the final read before the Fed's next policy meeting in 2 weeks, and some analysts believe it could offer clues into possible coming rate cuts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Listen to the actual Yelp review by Paso Robles Glass from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard replacement window masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. 805-238-4014.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The psalmist wrote, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south." In this holiday season, I thought this passage was a good reminder for us not to get caught up in the stress and divisiveness we see around us. Let's stop and be thankful for the goodness of God and his mercy, which is everlasting. Those of us who have been born again, which David calls the redeemed, let us say so. What are we saying is so? That the Lord is good, that his mercy is everlasting. It is the Lord that has redeemed us from the power of the enemy. Finally, many families are scattered these days. May we put aside the things that divide us and gather from the north, south, east, and west, and together declare, God is good.
All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition on The Right Choice. And we are ready to go. Yes, indeed. A couple of reminders here in just a few ticks. Al has some visitors going to Tennessee. Well, they're in Tennessee, so he's having this Friday off. Darcia will be in at 12:30 till 2, so that is your open mic Friday. Also, I have another gift certificate for a Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees on Templeton Road. And remember, they are open every day till Christmas, 9 till 9. So just email me, kevin@kprl.com, if you would like to be considered for that, and I will let you know through the email if you have won the gift certificate for the Christmas wreath here on The Right Choice. couple of things first is, I don't know how many of you were able to listen to Tom Bardinaro yesterday on Sound Off with Karen. I was absolutely amazed on the information that just poured out from Tom on this, particularly in reference to some of the nonprofits in the county and how they have become exempt from property taxes. I had no idea about this. I knew about churches. That's been going on for a long time. But when I found out about the what Cal Poly did to those homes down there in San Luis, and then the recent purchase of the hospital here in Templeton, and I forget where else, exempt. And, you know, I started thinking because, you know, Tom was talking about some other things as well. Okay, so the county knew these things were going on. So let me ask you a question. If they were looking, and this isn't just in the last year or two, if they were looking at possible and some closures such as Phillips, the hit that they're trying to do on the dunes, the hit on Diablo, and look, we know that where that situation is right now, that's a lot of money. And then when you throw in some of these nonprofits that don't have to pay property taxes, why was this county, the supervisors, approving so much money to be spent? Why were they doing this? Well, because they know they could come back on the people, which I also thought was interesting yesterday, because somebody called in saying, well, you know, it looks like California, you know, we voted down this, we voted down that. Well, sir, what you should have done is you should have looked at the county. You should have looked at the county. Every single thing for taxes was passed. I'm talking about the local things. But once again, we have government spending more money that they know that's not coming in because they're going to rely on the people to fall for whatever BS publicity or PR they come out saying they need it because all the children and puppies won't be able to survive. This is disgraceful. And again, Let's throw out the boring word of accountability. These people need to be challenged. They need to be challenged. Don't be afraid of them in front of the meetings. All right, so maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. And then also the confusion with Prop 19. I mean, government is just walking all over us. So we need to do diligence and stay informed. Speaking of government and the trust, or lack of, for many people, here is a little clip that somebody sent me. It's about a minute and a half long regarding this thing that we went through a few years ago and a committee, the release on some information, which is not a surprise for many of the KPRL listeners.
The House released a 500-page report on COVID-19 pandemic. Key findings: COVID-19 likely originated from a lab-related incident in Wuhan, China. Crazy. You get banned from YouTube for saying that. Banned. Okay, over $200 billion in relief funds lost to fraud, with criminals exploiting weak oversight. Prolonged lockdowns and arbitrary mandates caused severe harm, economic devastation, mental health crises, and historic learning loss, while lacking robust scientific support. Policies ignored natural immunity, pushing mandates that eroded trust and harmed public perception of science. Absolutely. WHO and CDC compromised by political interference, offering inconsistent, unscientific guidance that fueled public distrust. And the key players included federal agencies and Cuomo's administration actively obstructed oversight efforts and hid critical evidence.
Christ.
Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus Pandemic basically said all the conspiracy theorists were correct. Every single one of them, no repercussions, no retractions, no apology from Rachel Maddow, none of it.
So, I know we don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but how can we continue to trust government? How can we? You hate to say that because you have to put trust in somebody. You can't go through life not. But when you hear this and in your guts, you knew it was wrong when it was happening. Then they lied to us, and then we get these releases that are not even secondary news stories. We got fleeced, and people were harmed. People lost their livelihood. People lost their lives. And you heard about the money and so forth. And what do we do? Well, let's go to the taxpayers. They've got money. We'll come back. And, oh, by the way, here we go. Nobody's going to be held accountable for it. And they want to know why we are so ticked off at them. It's just, it seems like it's never ending. Never ending. It's disgusting. Okay, so I'm going to go back to when Mr. Bardnara was on Sound Off yesterday when he was talking about some of these nonprofits. And so I was, again, I just stopped what I was doing and I was listening to it. And every once in a while we talk about some charities and so forth. And this is not to say that charities aren't good, but there's a pretty big list out there. If you do a little hunting, you can find out which ones are not good or just downright rotten, but nothing seems to ever happen to them. For example, here's a story about Red Cross. When they lied to Senator Chuck Grass going back a few years about some earthquake money. And they raised over, I think it was $500 million. The Red Cross boasted that approximately $500 million was raised. And what it produced was six houses. That was it. Six houses. Think about that. 25% of that money, of the donations from people putting trust in the organization, 25% of it went for internal expenses, which were not tracked in any way due to a complex yet inaccurate accounting system. Now, the Red Cross has repeatedly declined to provide a detailed expense report for this entire $500 million. Now, think about that. Think about that. We have to be more diligent with the charities we give to, and you just have to hunker down on just saying no to the government. This is This is pitiful. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. One other aspect of the COVID that's not part of that report that you read about the COVID from the Congress, and that's the vaccine itself and what it was and what it did and the effectiveness. We were lied to about that. They hid the testing, and the data now suggests that the risk was not worth it for almost everybody. The only effectiveness for that shot was for a few months at best, and there's huge side effect problems with that. There is no benefit for someone that's healthy to take that shot, in my opinion, and the data supports that. There's a gentleman up in Santa Clara County that's looking at the data. When they rolled out the shots in 2021, the mortality, the case mortality rate, did not go down. As a matter of fact, it actually went up, meaning that as people were taking the shots, it wasn't keeping people from dying.
Well,
it was a total lie about that shot. It is, and I can't believe it's still on the market today.
Well, okay, when you said the data,
yep.
The first thing that went through my mind when you said that was, well, okay, that's great, but common sense told a lot of us that this wasn't right.
Yeah, I remember back in March of 2020, they were already starting to talk about, well, it's going to take a vaccine to get out of this. And at that time, I thought to myself, well, you people are irresponsible. How dare you say that? We won't have a vaccine for years for this, if ever, because it's a virus. We don't have vaccines for viruses. We still don't, in my opinion. And I thought it was totally irresponsible. Come to find out that they had this plan to use this mRNA stuff to do an experiment on the whole world, as it turned out. And they had it 10 months later, when it should normally take 10 years, or at least many years, maybe not 10, depending on the nature of it. We were scammed big time in that, and still are today. That shot is not worth taking. I'm sorry, it's just not.
Any information that you have come across would let us know how much the United States government, the taxpayers, paid for this stuff to the pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah, I don't know what the number is, other than I know it's billions of dollars, billions with a B, a lot of money. They made huge money on this, and it wasn't. They lied to us. They gave us statistics that were relative effectiveness versus absolute effectiveness when they came out with the 95%. That was a plan, statistics and percentages.
Well,
the fact of the matter is, the best they could do is like a 1% effectiveness.
Well, if you remember, what did Newsom say? That, 50% of the state could perish or something along those lines?
Oh, it was ridiculous. They said, talk about fear-mongering. They're full of it. Oh, it's going to be the winter of death. I remember Biden saying the same thing. Oh, those people are unvaxxed. It's going to be a winter of death. And I'm sorry. There's a lot of people suffering out there from the side effects of these, and not to mention people have died from the shot, provable that they've died from the shot, and yet it doesn't get talked about. It just blows me away how the public can be manipulated. You still see people wearing masks today out in public. It's like, I'm sorry, that's not doing you any good. I'm sorry, it's just not. Well, it might make you feel better, but it's not healthy, and it's not saving you from the virus. It just doesn't work.
Well, when you say it's not healthy, at that point for somebody like that, I don't really care, because they can wear it whether they want. It just tells me something about
sure.
them. Now, you also have to remember, Biden said that people that weren't getting the shot were unpatriotic.
Yeah. You know, all of that is pretty scary, the fact that they did what they did. I mean, people lost their jobs, as you said, lost their livelihoods. I mean, for taking the shot, all the people that got kicked out of the military because they didn't take the shot, they should all be reinstated with full back pay, as far as I'm concerned. That was ridiculous. This is not something that should have been forced on people by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we were just lied to left and right about this. Do you know that they wanted to hide the pharmaceutical companies, who, along with the FDA, were going to hide the test results for 75 years, leave them sealed? We had to sue. There was a group that sued to get that information out. And once it was out, we realized that they didn't do the testing that they said they did. It was never effective against transmission. It was never effective. Supposedly, it kept you from staying out of the hospital. Supposedly. None of that was proved. None of it. It just, we were totally scammed. Well, okay. Some people were.
Well, yeah, some were. But, okay, now, at this point, and then when we see the reckless spending, the unaccountability for failures with many government entities, I really don't like saying this because this is the United States of America. It's the greatest country on earth. But why do we trust our government? Or why should, what reasons do we have to trust our government?
We just don't have very many, Kevin, at all. I tell you, when you start going from the city to the county to the state to the federal, every level that you go up, it just gets more and more corrupt. Let's face it, the state of California is completely corrupt, and the federal government is unbelievably corrupt.
Well, there's corruption in many places, but is it more corruption or just ineptness?
Well, I suppose it's a combination of both, but the corruption's right in front of us and doesn't get called out. Look at what Biden just did. What's the pardon for his son that he lied to us all along, which most of us knew that was a lie. But what was he doing? He was protecting himself. What were all those payouts from China and Ukraine for? What were they providing Ukraine? What were they providing? What was the Biden family providing them?
Consultation.
There's no service. There's no product. It was access to our government so they could get favorable decisions. Who knows? I mean, that's quite frankly, that's treasonous. But it's right out in the open, and no big deal. Like you said, it's not even a second-level story anymore. A couple of days, people griping about the pardon, but it's like, well, why? Why was Biden doing that? What were they up to? Besides enriching themselves, were they selling us out? I mean, that's just a microcosm of what's going on. I mean, you have, let's face it, I know that the Cash Patel that's been picked to be the new FBI director has talked about completely gutting the building in Washington, D.C. There's 7,000 employees in the FBI in the office building in Washington. What are they doing there? Do they solve any crimes? Are they out looking for the bad guys? No, they're pushing paper around. They need to go out and do their job. We probably could reduce that number from 7,000 to probably 7, and that'd be about right. And that's just another, like I said, that's another small piece of the federal government that just spends money left and right. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
It is. All right, sir. Thanks for the info.
All righty.
All right, bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. All right, now I'm going to go back to this nonprofits. And again, it's not to say that nonprofits aren't beneficial and do good work. This is not on everyone. But a recent study found that around 6,000 charities in the United States opt for contracting pay-for-profit companies to raise their donations. So highlighting the idea that in America there is no such thing as a true nonprofit. Now, of the 6,000 charities, quite a few managed to raise an incredible $1.3 billion over time, obviously. Now, over three quarters of the amount of that went directly. Companies enlisted as donation managers. Now, many of these companies claim to be supporting dying children, mentally unwell people, veterans, women, or the homeless, but when the money is tracked down, the records show otherwise. For example, the Kids Wish Network annually generates over $2 million in donations, but dedicates less than 3% per 3 cents per dollar to the children. Think about that. The other 97%? Well, campaigns for elected officials and some other things, and obviously to the people that work there. Just think of that. 97%. Got to be careful. Due diligence, do a little research. Most of us have the resources to do that. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Paso Robles is this morning at 7:30. Coffee with the City Manager takes place at Patina, California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. This month's event will cover what the city does to prepare for the rainy season, as well as what the public can do to prepare. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors will consider setting a hearing date for a solid waste increase for unincorporated areas of the county. The board will consider a 3.2% rate increase, as well as setting a hearing date for February 4th, 2025. If a majority of customers in unincorporated areas write protests by the hearing date, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs right around 70. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Police in New York City uncovering many more clues about the man suspected in the fatal shooting of the CEO of United Healthcare, including photos of his face without a mask and his bus trip from Atlanta.
Investigators tell us the person of interest went to a Starbucks before the shooting. He bought a bottle of water, finished it. He threw it in the trash can at the Starbucks. That was a big mistake because police tell me they grabbed that water bottle and some wrappers and they're now running that for DNA.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, making the rounds on Capitol Hill in an effort to earn votes. He addressed allegations of impropriety and heavy drinking.
I'm a different man than I was years ago. And that's a redemption story that I think a lot of Americans appreciate. And I know from fellow vets that I've spent time with, they resonate with that as well.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir, just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag, just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of SLO County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's new garden lights and winter nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This evening, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary Model A fire truck and hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late and wine and beer tastings will be available from participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
At this wonderful time of the year, we think of all of our friends and neighbors in the North County. This blessed time is a great opportunity to count all the things we have to be grateful for. It's also an excellent time to remember the reason for the season. May the spirit of Christmas bring you and your family hope, happiness, love, and health throughout the year to come. From Brad Dick Chiropractic, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles,
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Detroit Lions are headed to the playoffs. They just walked it off with a 35-yard field goal to beat the Packers 34-31. For the first time in franchise history, the Lions have won 11 games in a row. Jared Goff completed 32 of 41 passes for 283 yards, three touchdowns and an interception. Two of those touchdowns went to Tim Patrick. It had been 1,082 days and two major injuries since Tim Patrick last scored a touchdown. In a losing effort, Josh Jacobs of Green Bay had a hat trick, 18 carries, 66 yards, and three touchdowns. In the NBA, the Cavaliers are the first team to reach 20 wins after defeating the Nuggets 126-114, despite a triple-double from Nikola Jokic. Luka Doncic had a triple-double as the Mavericks handed the Wizards their 16th straight loss of the season, coming out on top 137-104, while the Warriors snapped their five-game losing streak after beating the Rockets 99-93.
Triple headers Sunday morning here at KPRL. Pre-game starts at 9:30 for the Raiders in Tampa, followed by the Seahawks and the Cardinals, and at 4:30, the late game from Westwood One, the Rams and the Chiefs, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Some clouds early, then a little bit of sunshine, highs in the low 70s. Some clouds and some fog tonight and overnight. Be careful. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, and we'll have sunshine for Saturday. Low 70s, upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down we go. Right on the nose, 7 a.m., 4:50 p.m. It is 35 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero near their guest house grill. That's the Oaks Plaza for those of you. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Alrighty, as we've cleared the one with the two cows out there near Geneseo, hopefully they're back where they belong and stop eating their neighbor's grass. Although it's a good way to cut down on all those weeds. All right, Mr. Garcia, are you ready?
I am ready. To embarrass myself.
Well, you know, I'd say overall, I'd give you, maybe 7.
Well, hey, that's a passing grade, I guess.
Well, not for you, because you probably never got below a 90 in your life, did you?
No, I've gotten a few high 80s.
Shameful.
I know. Disgraceful.
Would you get upset about that?
What? Getting a high 80?
Yeah.
Honestly, yes. Yes, I would.
But I'm assuming you didn't like every class you took, did you?
No, I didn't. I did not. But even ones that I didn't like, I still tried my best in and would most often get good grades in. So anything below a 90 to me felt like I just wasn't giving it my all.
Well, good for you. Good for you. All right. So here is something that we'll see if you can get above 90 on this. Share information about something that has been bothering you.
Share information about something that has been bothering you. And it's got to do with the body part.
Right. Yeah, it does. I will give you a hint.
Oh, boy. Another brilliant one, I bet.
Yep. Dolly Parton.
Great. Fantastic.
Quickly, because I got to get this song in.
I'm calling it. I got nothing on this. I'll probably recognize it, though, when you tell me.
All right. Get it off your chest.
Oh come on.
I thought that was a pretty good hint.
I don't know who that is, but hey.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second here. Nothing to report. So if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kbrl.com. That alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Check it out. It's your one-stop shop. They've got everything under one roof. All right, so you heard the trivia, and it's brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner every day. They're open breakfast and lunch, qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. It's Friday, Going to play a little bit of a tease of a song. Call in. Give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song. Do not answer a question with a question. Watch the way you answer it with your inflection so it doesn't sound like a question. Rolling Stone has called this one of the top 220 songs of all time. All right. But it's called the widely considered the Baroque pop genre. Yep. Number 220 of all time on the 50 greatest songs, according to Rolling Stones. Or Rolling Stone. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It's Don't Walk Away, Renee.
Walk Away, Renee, by the Left Bank. You're absolutely right, sir. And do you like the song?
Of course, yes. All the 60s.
All the 60s?
Just about all of them, yep.
Okay. All righty. Well, may I have your name, sir?
Yeah, Dan Hartness.
All right. Thank you, Dan. You're down as a qualifier. So, released in July of 1966 from the group out of New York City, and it is the Left Bank. Walk Away, Renee. Four Tops did a cover version as well.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day.
I don't know how this played out, but Michael Brown wrote the song, and he stated that it was about Renee Fladden, who happened to be the Left Bank's bassist, Tom Finn, his girlfriend, and the object of Brown's affection. He also wrote Pretty Ballerina about her as well. But it was a real young lady by the name of Renee Fladden who this song was about. And, of course, it was top 10 for the Left Bank back in 1966.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, December 10th at 6. On next week's consent agenda is a recital of this year's general election results, and being sworn in will be council members Mark Darris, Seth Peek, and Mayor Charles Bourbeau. Paso Robles Main Street Association's 63rd Annual Christmas Light Parade will return to downtown Paso Robles this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs right around 70, it's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
By the way, Renee was in the studio when the song was being produced. Kind of a odd note that a couple of years later, Left Banc, they were done. They were basically a two-hit wonder. They were recording an album, and on the album, the backup singer on a lot of the songs was a young Steven Tyler. And unfortunately, all members of the Left Banc are no longer with us. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's